It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen and County 10's podcast. And we are joined by, I should say, some local celebrities because everybody pretty much knows both of these ladies anywhere they go. We got Bethany Baldez, Janet Winslow with us. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
We're doing well. Thanks.
These ladies are joining the podcast because they have some exciting news. They're going to talk about a new member package and then some, you know, really important reminders about setting those events for the summer to support our local businesses and the community. So first off, ladies, some news about Riverton Ambassadors, local group awesome, Riverton Chamber, local group awesome, coming together.
Yes.
It's been a long working process.
Absolutely. So the Riverton Ambassadors, if you don't know the history of that, it came about 2 years ago, and Julie Buller gave the credit to Mayor Gard the other night. Mm-hmm. As we were coming out of COVID, they were planning the all-class reunion, and she wanted to know if we were going to keep it going, if he wanted us to go forward with those plans, if they were going to get shut down, and he said, nope, keep it going. And that just continued to roll into other events that people were thinking about dropping, but gave us the opportunity to put our thinking caps on, bring a bunch of people together, and continue having events. And that was a really good event year.
You know, I have never thought about this, but as we all are starting to talk about when COVID happened stories, it's kind of the opposite COVID story of like,
yeah.
Instead of having less, we had more, and we kept things going. We didn't let things die in Riverton. That year really was good. And
absolutely.
I think that we were careful and safe and thoughtful, but it was also making sure that our community didn't lose the momentum that we had before going into COVID. And
absolutely.
That really was the efforts of Julie getting on all of us, and that's where we started. So
right. So in any time an event would start to get planned or somebody would ask, hey, are we going to do this? If that group didn't have the strength to pull together, then the Riverton Ambassadors popped in and helped them or took it over for them only for that year. That was always the intent, that we just get through it.
There was a meeting in January that we were very poignant to say,
yes,
we are not event planners.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. So, yes,
we started kind of branding ourselves out. And about that time, early in 2021, Julie got on the Wind River Visitors Council, and we really started diving deep into tourism and what tourism meant for the community. And so that's essentially where the Why Riverton website that just came out. So it's WYRiverton.com just got released, and that's where that whole dream was created, because
right.
We stopped worrying about events. We were doing events and we were participating in events, but it wasn't our main focus, and so we really pushed forward in this tourism aspect and community, and it's brought us kind of full circle to bringing the Chamber and the Riverton Ambassadors together. Chamber that it was in the 90s and even early 2000s, that we really have all of these assets and places like County 10 out there that if we're trying to create a product, we're technically competing against County 10. So how do we bring it in and offer a package for our members and make sure we're helping out the businesses? And we're finally to a point that we're rolling it out, and it's her baby, so.
Let's hear it.
It's been the work of a lot of eyes and revisions, and what do you think? And I reached out to all the chambers in Wyoming, and actually one that was outside of Wyoming, that have revamped their chamber and are seeing success with their chamber, not just in their numbers, but in how they're serving the community. And people are like dying to be a chamber member. They're seeing the benefits. They want to be on the board and they want to be involved. And that's what we're trying to achieve, is a chamber that is sustainable. And it's only sustainable if people buy in.
Mm-hmm.
So changing what we're offering, making it relevant to what the business owners need now, but really what the community needs as well. There was, for the longest time, you know, once you, let's say you worked for a bank that was a member of the chamber and you retire, well, now you're no longer a member of the chamber. You're also no longer a member of that workforce, and you kind of just drop off the face. Well, that's years and years of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
And experience and
networking.
So we didn't want to lose those people. There are a lot of businesses that start up and don't really get what the chamber is, and they're not sure that spending however many dollars a year to be a member is worth it. So we created ways that businesses, bigger businesses, or even just an established business can say, you know what, as part of my membership, I can give you a free membership.
That's awesome.
And or this is my favorite nonprofit, and I want to give them a free membership so that they can have the benefits and be a member of the chamber and be involved. The other thing that we've wanted to do from the very beginning, Bethany talked about breaking down silos, is how many times do you hear about an event after it's done and you go, how did I not know about that? Or I wish I could have participated if I had known, but you don't know where to look. Mm-hmm. And County 10 historically has done a fabulous job. So we partnered with them, and they've been working on a community calendar, which they finally feel like they've got a great platform.
We do have a lot of history around
it's
here,
incredible.
Though, and things reminded from our native culture to the Oregon Trail to Homestead to the trappers. Very key.
The logging that came down from Du Bois.
The tie hacking. Oh.
Well, ladies, it was great to have you in here. We'll make sure that we keep in touch with what we can do here in Fremont County to make sure that all of our businesses and towns, big, small, whatever, are thriving this summer, because, you know, they forecasted an extra busy season. So
yes.
I'm hoping that is good news for all of the local businesses. But also, we got to play our part, continue to support them. The Riverton Chamber and Visitors Center, yriverton.com, and you'll stay in the know. And then obviously on Facebook as well, I'm sure. Ladies, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.